Hi there, how's your Christmas shopping going? Yeah, me too. This is the Christmas stocking. I'm Lee Cameron. Dave in Texas suggested I talk about the Christmas pickle. I'll be honest, he's been suggesting this for a while, but I never looked into it because it didn't sound real. Turns out it's real. Sorry, Dave. Better late than never, though, right? Do you have a Christmas pickle? It's not really a pickle at all, it turns out, which I think is a bit disappointing. It's an ornament that's hidden in the branches of the Christmas tree after all the other ornaments have been hung and placed on the tree on Christmas Eve. On Christmas morning, if a child spots it, they get an extra gift from St. Nicholas. If an adult sees it first, well, then they get good luck for the whole year, which is better than a present. If you have a pickle, you may know it's an old German Christmas legend, the Weihnachtsgurke. Except it's not. St. Nick comes December 5th or 6th in Germany. And the kids don't open their gifts on Christmas morning, they open them Christmas Eve. And generally, Germans have never heard of it. Generally. To be fair though, I'm an American and I've never heard of this before Dave brought it up. And it seems to be an American legend. From the late 19th century, which is a while. I've talked about how Christmas ornaments started to be imported, mostly from Germany in the 1800s. They had all kinds, including various fruits and vegetables. After all, they're very colorful. And there were very probably pickles in there. One story I found online was that Woolworth's, the old five and dime store, was one of the first to import decorations from Germany and later France. Folks have always loved tradition when it comes to Christmas, so an ingenious marketer came up with an old German legend of the Christmas pickle. That seems very possible, probable even. I'll tell you a couple of the old legends, even though they're probably made up. Okay, almost definitely made up. There was a soldier from Bavaria in the Civil War. Bavaria is an area of Germany. He was taken prisoner and he wasn't fed. Starving, he begged the guard for one last pickle before he died. The guard gave him a pickle, and it was like Popeye's spinach to this soldier. He regained his strength and will to live and survived. When he was finally reunited with his family, he started a family tradition of hiding a pickle in the Christmas tree. Well, that ties in Germany and America nicely, but most people think it's unlikely. All right, how about this? A couple of Spanish boys back in the medieval days were heading home from boarding school for the holidays. Like Harry Potter's friends, except Spanish and medieval. Anyway, they stopped at an inn run by a bad man. He killed the boys, and he stuffed them in a, you guessed it, a pickle barrel. St. Nicholas stopped at the inn that same night. He found the boys, I guess he had a hankering for pickles, and he brought them back to life. Honestly, I like the idea the legend came from Woolworths. We used to have a Woolworths on Main Street in a nearby town, and I always liked it. In fact, I bought my first Christmas lights of my own at a Woolworths. So that's the legend I'm going with. This is one of my favorite Christmas carols by one of my favorite guys. His name is Roger McGuinn. You may recognize his voice after all. He was the lead singer of the Byrds. This is Go Tell It on the Mountain in the Christmas Stocking.
Go tell it on the mountain. Jesus Christ is born. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hill and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
The shepherds fear and tremble when low above the earth rang out the angels' chorus that hailed our Savior's birth.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hill and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
The shepherds kept their watching for silent flocks by night. Behold, throughout the heavens the show of holy light.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hill and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain
was born. And lo, when they had heard it, they all bowed down to pray and traveled on together to where the baby lay. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Down in a lowly manger, the humble Christ was born. And God sent us salvation that blessed Christmas morn. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
Go Tell It on the Mountain by Roger McGuinn. I found that on the Free Music Archive, which has a lot of great music. You can find links to that and all the music at mychristmasstocking.net. Lots of people showing support on the social media these days, and I really appreciate it. Hello, Michael, from my old stomping grounds in Connecticut. Brad in Oklahoma. Jeff in the state of Washington. Jeff's been around a long time. They've all been showing support on Facebook.com/ChristmasStocking. And Christmas Pickle Dave, who's also on Twitter and Google+. Thanks a lot, Dave. Dave's always given me great ideas about the podcast in all kinds of areas, not just what I can talk about. Speaking of Twitter, it's at Xmas Stocking. Hello, Jerry. Jerry wished me a happy Krampus Day last week. But Micah in Richmond was amused by that, so it's all good. Oh, and Leah was amused, too. The Christmas Stocking is on Google+. Click the link at mychristmasstocking.net. Grayson and Joe, thank you for adding me to your circles. I really appreciate it. Now, Twitter and Google+ are great places to get updates on what's going on in the Christmas stocking. Facebook is pretty good, but you got to make sure you go to my page because they're not sending the updates out to many followers with this new algorithm they have going on. So Twitter and Google+ right now are probably better. Or you could sign up for email updates and, of course, get your podcast app. Make sure you're subscribed. All of the links to that stuff is at mychristmasstocking.net, as well as a link to call me. It's very easy. You just click call me. You enter your phone number in. You can click make it private so that I won't see your number. And I don't. I don't see anybody's number. Google Voice will call you. It'll tell you press 1 to call Lee Cameron. You do that and boom, you reach my voicemail. Or sometimes I will be answering the phone and I'll let you know that on the social media as well. Whether you get my voicemail or you talk to me, you can wish Merry Christmas to somebody. Tell me your favorite Christmas memory as a child, maybe your favorite Christmas tradition. I would love to hear from you, and I would love to put you on the show. Hey, I want to say thanks to Dave in Arizona for your generous gift to the Christmas stocking. It'll be put to good use, and I very much appreciate it. I'm Lee Cameron. Next time is toy time in the Christmas stocking. I love toy time.